And right now it is time to go halfway around the world. Time to bring in our good friend Arjun Singh, who's in Jaisalmer, India. Good day, Arjun.
Good morning. Have 59 here, 118.
118.
So you're 118 and we're 59, and you're double our temperature.
Yes, double temperature. It's really extreme heat. It's scorching.
Sounds terrible. And so in the new
place...
Well,
if you were here, you'd be freezing cold, Arjun, so...
Oh, no, it would be worse than that. And I was thinking of you yesterday because during the storms that we were having, I think we had Jaisalmer's, in certain places, we had Jaisalmer's yearly rain total quite easily. What I wanted to ask, though, is in your new house, do you have a water cooler? How does the new house compare with the old in terms of keeping cooler?
Well, I have a water cooler here, not air conditioned because that's much expensive. So we have water coolers. So we fill it with the water cooler. It has a cabinet and you have to fill it with the water. So 3 or 4 buckets, you need water for that. But the problem is that now we have a frequent power cuts. And if there is no power supply, then there's a problem with the water supply also. So we are not getting the water for last 15 days in our taps. Otherwise, we get once in 2 days for an hour. But so there's a problem of water again. It's because of the power cut and we don't get the water supply continuously. So we buy water tanks. So it's about 500 liter to 1,000 liter. So you have to pay about like $10 for 1,000 liter water. So we get it. We have underground water tanks. So we collect the water in our underground water tanks. So now the problem, first it starts with the hot weather. Then it starts again the power cut. And then the next stage is the problem of the water. So 3 problems, the heat, the power cut, and not the proper water supply. So really, this is the time, month of May and June. This is the worst time in Jaisalmer. You can't see, I think we have more than 200 hotels here in Jaisalmer. But right now, if you go, you don't even find a single tourist in any hotel, not even a single tourist there in that weather, because they can't stay here. It's not possible. Only even for the local people, it's really tough. The life is so tough. Even for me, I keep myself always the whole time at home. I avoid everything. So I don't want to go out because we have an advisory every year. Don't go out because it's extreme heat there. And even in the hospital, there is a long queue of the patients. They have the dehydration and loose motions and many problems there because it happens because of the hot weather. And then we have a hot wind, which is called the Lu. In Hindi, we call it Lu. It's extreme hot wind. And if you are in touch with that kind of hot wind, then it's very tough for you to survive. So most of the people, they like to stay in the home. They don't go out. In the afternoon, the markets, they are completely deserted. You can't see even a single person in the market at that time. So we have some stalls like for juices or for soft drinks. No tea, no snacks, nothing, because people don't buy anything which is hot. So we try to buy anything which is a bit cool. So, but the problem everywhere with the water, with the electricity and all those things. So tough time in Jaisalmer, I can say. May and June, the worst time in Jaisalmer. But one who is born in this weather, as my mother told me that you are born in June. My birthday is 14th of June. So the people who are born in hot weather, they are a bit lucky because they can tolerate it rather than who are born in winter. I don't know, see things in that way. So whenever I say it's hot, she says no. You are born in the warm weather, so you can't say that.
Oh, really? So that goes with your grandfather who says that it's an honor to be like, basically broiling, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
they are positive in thinking. Grandfather says you are born in Jaisalmer, so you can't say that it's hot. Mother says that you are born in month of June, so you can't say you are feeling hot. So that's the way you can psychologically you can keep yourself a bit comfortable that okay, it's not so hot. These are only the ways. But I know it's really hot. It's extreme heat. Even for Gidder, I don't want him to go out. Well, a good news for him is that we got a smart summer camp here in Jaisalmer for 10 days, and there is a swimming pool, small swimming pool. Actually, it's in a hotel. It's a local hotel, so it's off season. So they started a summer camp where you have to pay some money, and then you can swim for an hour. So Gidder, waits for 23 hours that next time he will get this chance. So he goes every day to that hotel, small hotel, but it has a small swimming pool, which is allowed only for the students because of the off season. So he is a bit, I think, enjoying this weather because he's getting chance to swim.
And how? Where do they get the water for that? We've got another minute.
Well, they just buy the water, as I say, water tanks. You can buy, like in $10, you can buy 1,000 liter water. So you can buy it. People sell a lot. This is the real time when the people who have wells, tube wells, they sell a lot of water. So it's a black marketing type of season when the people, they sell water. So the people who have tube wells, they have tractors, and then they sell the water on that sometimes on high rates, and people who can afford, they buy it. For I also bought a couple of days before 1,000 liter water for $10. So you can't escape. So you can't go anywhere. You don't have any option. You can't wait for a long time. You need water for that. Maybe, okay, you can't sometimes. At my grandfather used to tell me that if you have a guest to your home, you would like to offer a cup of milk, but not a cup of water. Water was very precious long ago, but it is precious even today. So I can't think nothing got changed because weather is the same. So, well, with some facilities, but if you don't have electricity, then you don't get the water supply. That the problem is that.
All right.
Okay, I guess that's what we call water over the dam in America. I mean, it's a problem solved. nothing you can do about it.
It doesn't mean the problem's solved. It means that...
It's done. It's just plain done.
It's too late to do anything about it.
Yeah.
Only the clouds, they can help us. I think human beings, they are fine because they can do something. But what happens with animals and birds?
Right.
All right.
Good point. All right. We hope that you get...
Stay cool. Stay as cool as you can when it's
118. I will do my best.
When do you get the power? Any clue when the power comes back?
Well, right now we have the electricity. That's why I am able to do that show. But you need continuously 5 to 6 hours electricity, and then you can. So I think as I contacted the water department, and they say that maybe after 3 or 4 days, they will start that regular water supply. But we will have to wait for 3 or 4 days more.
All right, Arjun, we'll speak to you next week. Take care and say hello to the family.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Take care.
All right, bye-bye. That is Arjun Singh as we go around the world here on a Wednesday morning.